Did you see Offset
Radiohead,
as well on tour?
Radiohead and some bitch. I honestly forgot I said that, because I probably just said it in passing, and then just, bam, has been running with it. I'm like, all right, cool. I like it. My podcast, fuck it. You told Kinsey Coman to straight kill himself, so, I mean, I like it.
Yeah, we're allowed to go wild every once in a while. It's not like you're a well-known anti-feminist, men going their own way.
But apparently, if men are friends with men, that's like the most female thing you can do.
Let me put it like this. I don't vibe with queers.
Vibe with queers.
Hello, humans, and welcome to Audio Face. This is episode 33. I'm Dan.
I am Sean.
This is a podcast about music news and music culture between two best friends who have two... Well, we do nothing with our lives. We basically just sit around all day and play Xbox.
I wish. That'd be nice.
I was talking to my roommate about how we definitely shouldn't... We're between Xbox and PS PlayStation right now, and I'm like, we're older. We have jobs, dude. We can't.
Right.
But we have a lot of music news this week. Unfortunately, Fall Out Boy released an album.
Oh,
we'll be talking about
Jesus
that.
Jesus Christ.
We also take a look at Porch's new album, The House. A lot of news. Pretty, like, rap-heavy show, but we've got some new things coming soon from some artists. But let's start with new singles of the week. I wanted to point out Don Diablo's People Say in an effort to... point out more electronic music on the show. And it's interesting that I'll just point this out really quickly. Don Diablo's newest song, EuroDM is calling it Heaven Trap, which is, I guess, kind of hard to describe. In
what the fuck sense, does that even like, mean?
Basically, like, you know how trap as in hip-hop and then trap and EDM have more or less different sounds? They aren't really related in, like, sound.
Not really.
This is Don... Yeah, they really aren't. So this is Don Diablo, who's more of a house artist generally, making more of a EDM trap thing. But it's more, like, it's based in, like, major key with, like, major, like, progressions, I guess. And I don't know, it's just really good, and it's really different. And so good on Don Diablo for that. Apparently he should be having an album coming out soon, but he's an electronic DJ, so not likely.
It's like, yeah. SoundCloud DJs.
Yeah, it's rough in these streets. It's not rough in these streets for Cardi B, who in 2018, in 20 days, is already having a better 2018 than you will.
Damn, what have you been doing with your life?
Literally nothing compared to Cardi B, because now she currently has 5 of her songs in Billboard's top 10 of hip-hop and R&B in the same week.
That's wild.
So think, top 10 songs. Most of these songs came out like within the past like 2 months.
Right.
Like Bardi or Cardi, and like just came out, and then the one. I don't know if the one with Bruno has started charting yet. I honestly haven't looked. Oh no, it is. Finesse Remix.
I assume it is because I hear it.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, 20 days in, already breaking all these records. Literally every week we've had this podcast in 2018, we've talked about how, like, oh, Cardi B broke another Billboard record.
Seriously, just every time I look at the rundown, I go, okay, apparently she's doing something again. It's wild.
It almost gets confusing. It's almost like I'm sending Sean. It's like, is this last week's rundown? It's like, no, Cardi B is still, like, doing way better than any of us will do in 2018. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Okay. We're not going to have as good a 2018 as Cardi B, but let's try to have a better 2018 than Kodak Black.
Oh, who... God. Yeah, that's rough.
So.
He's arrested. Again.
In Pompano Beach, Florida. On multiple charges, including grand theft of a firearm, gun possession, drug possession, marijuana, which is so dumb, child neglect, and probation violation.
Child neglect, damn. Oof. It's
badly. So there's 7 charges pending against the 20-year-old. 20-year-old. Oh, and Sean, you know the best part about it, which like almost triggered a no-chill island, but we've done too many recently?
Hmm.
It was all caught on Instagram Live.
Yeah. That's the best thing, because you told me that. I go, no fucking way. Was it all on Instagram Live? Like, no way. That's beautiful. It's all on
Instagram Live.
That is amazingly stupid.
That's some Boondock Stugnificent shit.
Seriously, is he gonna start working for UPS now? Is he gonna like hop on top of his UPS truck going up, be like, "What's good in the hood?" I wasn't gonna say the actual thing because, you know, racism. But right. Well, I could see that happening. I'm down. I'm with it. Making music video on top of an UPS truck.
Uh-huh, man. I think Kodak Black's more of a FedEx man. I don't know. Just
He's on track. He's not even good enough for the normal trains.
On track.
He's that young Amazon on track van that just has a little like sticker on it, or a little pedophile van.
Right? No, like there's a lot to be said about the fulfillment side of things, but let's not make this a podcast about Amazon. But this is a podcast about music, and we often talk a lot about this podcast about people who are working hard in music and not getting paid, which is like a lot of people.
That's most people.
Yeah, and so TM88, who is he's a producer for he produced Lil Uzi Vert's like most recent album, EXO Tour Life, whatever. Yeah. And like, it's a big album. It did really well. He hasn't been paid. Apparently he hasn't seen like a single check.
Seriously? Whoa.
Yeah, he tweeted, "Shout out to Atlantic Records for being the worst label in the history of fuck shit."
Wow. That's rough. Holy shit. He didn't get paid, allegedly, he didn't get paid a single cent. What the fuck? Like, you know how I feel about Lil Uzi Vert. You know what I say about him. But he should at least get paid. TM88 should at least get paid.
Yeah. Jesus. I mean, regardless of our opinions of the musical product, like, a lot of people liked this album, and it sold really well.
Yeah, if it's sold, by, like, definition, if it's sold,
it's sold.
Then you gotta get your paper.
Yeah. Let's see. E, Dan, and Sunny Digital, some other people I'm not really sure of, but like there are other producers who are saying that Atlantic and other labels underpay producers, and mainly they do it by labeling albums as mixtapes or compilation albums, which is, of course, what I kind of suspected. I mean, some album, everything's like a project, some things are a mixtape, there's a lot of EPs. We just made the joke about how there's no albums in EDM, except all the bands you don't want to hear from.
Yeah. But,
like, apparently labeling it as a mixtape versus a whatever changes how much they're paid for it, which is totally not surprising. It's like the perfect, like, legal, like, jab to put in there. Yeah, I just hate it.
No, I mean, that's all bullshit. I mean, if the album sold, you should get your check. What the hell? Regardless of how shit it is.
Although, let's say you're Fall Out Boy's record label.
Fuck.
Do you pay them for Mania? So Fall Out Boy's.
Oh my god, I don't know. That's honestly a good question. That was the rankest piece of shit I've ever heard. Okay, sorry. Go. You gotta go.
Oh shit.
You gotta go first. Hold on. I'm gonna go mental.
Let me set it up. And so, this is one of the first large releases of the year for us to review on Audioface, and Fall Out Boy coming in hot in 2018 with 10, I guess we'll be liberal and call these songs.
are we not 10 merciful? 10 songs.
Yeah. 10 songs. It's Fall Out Boy. Sean, just take it away. I really can't.
All right. I made it through 1/2 of a song. I literally could not listen to it because the first song, Yon and Menace, it starts out whatever, kind of, you know, wow, holy hell, I was about to say something really bad because I'm extremely tired. So, Dan, I'm sorry you might have to edit some things because I was about to say something really bad, but whatever.
Okay, so full disclosure, by the way, Sean at SW Suarez, pro triathlete, kind of training right now, in the midst of, I don't know, biking up a like 70 degree angle, so he's really tired. Anyways, continue.
Right, I swam 6 days in a row. I am pretty damn tired. Anyways, this piece of shit was so bad. I literally couldn't listen to the whole album. I couldn't even skip through it because it was that bad. Young and Menace, the first song, it starts off whatever, and I can't think of the vocalist's name, whatever the fuck it is.
I'll search it up. God rest his soul.
Because I hate his voice so much anyways, because I hate Light It Up. That's a piece of shit.
Patrick
song.
Stump.
Patrick Rick, whatever your fucking name is. He makes it into the fucking stupid chipmunk voice. He gets that Ian auto tune and he puts it up a notch. Like, you know, in My Iron Lung and Radiohead, where the guitar, Johnny goes, do, 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 do. That's cool if it's a musical instrument, not your voice, because you're not a kid trying to make a chipmunk sound. Literally,
like,
goes.
It's like, this isn't an Alvin and the Chipmunks, like, soundtrack, right? This is supposed to be music, but it does that annoying EDM, like, chiptune thing that, like,
but
you accept from...
It's even worse than normal. It's so bad. It goes into it, and then it just literally feels like you're putting a screwdriver in your brain, swash it up a bit, spit it out, and put it back in, and that's what the fucking song is.
I immediately thought of the, like, famous scene from King of the Hill where Bobby shows Hank music, and he listens to the music, and then, like... He thinks he's into it, and then all of a sudden something happens, and he's just like, this is toilet sounds. And that's kind of what this album is to me. It's toilet sounds. Especially Young and Menace. I mean,
This is getting an award on the Audioface 2018 Awards a year from now. For undoubtedly the worst opening song of an album. If anyone tops this, they really need to go home and rethink their life. They need to,
get rid of all their musical equipment and maybe live under it and pour water on it and plug it into a wall.
Maybe get a piano string.
They're really useful. They got a nice little thin, nice for just... Anyways, so I like Save Rock and Roll is a Fall Out Boy album that I think I most liked, but it was still, like, pretty annoying. And, wow, this is really bad. So I've, in the spirit of Audioface, I listened to more of the album for the people to see if it got better, and it really didn't. I broke the Audioface rule where Sean and I, like, economic advisors, don't speak to each other until, like, this day about things. But I think I told Sean that, what was my exact words? Like, it's unbelievably bad.
Something along the lines of that, and I go, okay. Like,
I said it's appalling.
Yeah. And I go, all right, let me check it out. I, like, oh my, I cannot believe it's this bad.
So.
Oh my god.
I was going to
hold
listen
me
to
tight
the
or don't.
Thing
just fucking stop.
I was going to listen to the entire thing, and then Stay Frosty Royal Milk Tea broke me. That's the third song on the album. So the first song on the album, Sean and I were just kind of in shock.
Yes.
The second song on the album, that's when Sean tapped out.
I straight tapped out within 27 seconds. Like, I'm done. I'm done. I can't.
To be fair, I made it 33 in the champ. No, I made it 45 in the champion before I skipped. And then Stay Frosty Royal Milk Tea, I just straight put it down and I started listening to... another album we're going to be reviewing this week, because I wanted to listen to it a second time. Not to spoil that review, but, like, we'll be talking about that as well. I like Church and Heaven's Gate. Those are the two least diarrhea parts of this entire album. Like, those are the solid stools in this diarrhea
I'm going to take your word for it. Okay, cool. I'm still not going to listen to it. I'm just not.
I don't recommend you do. I don't recommend you do. I mean, listen, there are some horrible things that I had to listen to this week that didn't make it on the show, because this is the cream of the crop on Audioface usually. But every once in a while, we have to put something on a pedestal that's really popular that people are talking about and just go, this is really bad.
This is unbelievably bad.
What didn't make it on the rundown this week was the Chainsmokers. They released a new single. And I don't even want to give them credibility, but I honestly have to look and think of myself. What do I hate more, the new Fall Out Boy album or the new Chainsmokers single? And both are amazing in the sense they took bands I already really didn't like and made them worse and made the sound worse in a way that I was kind of amazed with.
That's and so, rough.
Like, arbitrary scale, like, on a scale of failed U.S. military exercises, Mania is the Gulf of Tonkin of rock albums.
Fuck. I was going to say it's, wow, a failed U.S. military. Shit. Shit. There's too many. There's way too many. There's so many,
this
Dan.
Might be the mission accomplished.
It might be like the Iraqi freedom. I don't know.
Operation Iraqi Freedom.
It might be that
of rock music.
It might be that. It could be the full invasion of Vietnam. I can't remember what that was called.
Oh shit!
It could be the entire entire Korean War of rock albums.
These are like these sectarian conflicts that are happening on the like
the sectarian conflicts between my brother and I. Don't sleep on the boondocks.
Oh man. Okay, but yeah, overall this was bad. Don't listen to it, please. I'm sorry you spent this long even listening to us talk about this horrible album. You saved some time. It's 35 minutes, so at least it was short, but I wouldn't have known because I had to like skip through half of it to even make it that far.
Yeah, I'm done. Ooh, so bye. Bad. Fuck that shit.
Yeah. Next we have some films. So there's one film. There are two films that got announced this week that are some trap artists are going to be involved with. One I'm excited about, and one is going to piss Sean off. So let's talk about the one I'm excited about. Future is apparently going to be producing a new version of Superfly, one of like the classic blaxploitation films.
Yeah.
And it's going to be with Director X, who's just produced some of the most visually stunning music videos in 2017 and 2016, produced for Drake, Rihanna, Kendrick. Like, it's...
Yeah, like, yeah, good shit.
I just want to see it with my eyes. Jason Mitchell, who starred in Straight Outta Compton, is also going to be starring in the film, like acting in it. So, you know, that's a little pinpoint. I'm going to definitely want to see what comes out of that. And then there's The Goose.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Taking my deep breath now.
So Gucci Mane, you know, he's one of the hardest working people in trap, as Bam from our sister podcast, the Syndicate 23 Network, We Made It, often says. But Gucci Mane tweeted, "The autobiography of Gucci Mane is coming to a theater near you. # director Gucci Mane, # 1017 films." And he posted a picture on Instagram of like him holding a camera. And so he has his autobiography that just came out. Last year, in the midst of his like 6 or 7 albums, I forget, but
like 7.
I don't know. I mean,
that does piss me off.
I mean, I guess he can. I thought he had like, doesn't he have something else? Like, isn't someone else making some film thing about him? I've seen like, I don't know.
I'm watching you watch me at Reebok Classics. So are you going to get the Leon Drop Top Wop Reeboks? Are you going to get the Leon Astronaut shoes? Or what?
Reebok Goo Wop Burr.
Jesus Christ.
No,
Reebok Goo Wop Burr.
It's amazing how stale his music is, and yet he's still like doing all these things. It's just really funny to me.
It's the quality... Control? No, not really. Stop talking about that.
too soon.
Too soon.
Some things we leave in 2017.
Please, God, leave that there. The quality of his music just went downhill because it's too much. You know, quality over quantity. but you know.
Yeah. Another artist who didn't make the cut this week, Drake. Yeah, sorry. Drake, not good enough for Audio Face, but try again. He released two singles.
Well, he's a fake Jamaican, so.
Right. Sean's gonna be on that warpath forever.
Seriously, dog, out of nowhere, he's like just doing Jamaican voice. I'm like, dude, from Canada. Like, I fucks
War with fake Jamaica.
Like, I fucks with Canada heavy because of hockey, but you're from Snowland. You're not from Tropical Island Land. All right, bud. Dude. I could have said something really bad, but we're not going to. Jesus. Whoa, man.
Not so far. So keep in mind, I'm going to be editing Young Dan for the Internet 14 for the next week and a half. So if I can do as little editing on this as possible, that'd be rad.
All right, cool. I'll keep my outburst to a minimum.
Thank you, sir. It's fun doing these. Oh, sorry. The reason I brought up Drake originally was because he was an artist we've also complained about on previous episodes of the show who releases too many things that are just, like, mediocre to fine to passing. Like, it's just, yeah, they're all hits. Yeah, it'll do fine. But it's just, as pushing the art, just not doing that well. And the new Drake singles that have been released, kind of same thing. It's not really pushing anything better, just his annoying wail. And, yeah, artists like Gucci Mane and Drake, I think, as you will agree, need to take a step back, do some other things that aren't music, and allow their art to process and evolve.
Yeah, I mean, that's what some of the best have done. So, but I'm too crazy.
So you remember Calvin Harris's Funk Wave Bounces? We actually talked about how Calvin Harris... He really did something different.
Yeah,
more.
What?
So, yeah, Sean, like, that was one of the... I think it may have won an Audio Face Award or definitely got nominations for, like, an EDM artist who took a totally different pivot. And even though, like, there are a lot of things going against the album, it was a bit of, like, a star fuck. There are a lot of different
artists. It was a star fuck.
It was a bit everywhere. But, like, it came out pretty good. And it tried so many things differently. It did so many things well that, like, we definitely, like, this is what we want to see.
Oh, no, you fucking moron. Okay, whatever. I saw the tweet.
Yeah. He tweeted in 2018, moving on from funk wave sound. Thank you for joining me on my musical journey. Haha. So I don't know if this means, like, Funk Wave Bounces Volume 1 is, like, that's all we're going to see. Like, there's no more volumes. Or if it just means he's doing something different this year. I'm totally fine with number 2. I'd be a little annoyed with number 1.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if it's, hey, I'm going to try something even more different and maybe not be a star fuck, then I'm 100% okay with that. I would like to see that, actually. Keep evolving your stuff. But then if he just kind of reverts back to what he did before, which I like his stuff from before, don't get me wrong, but... That'd be really whack. It's like Muse. When Muse made The Second Law, that went really hard. I loved it. I know a lot of people didn't like it because they're, you know, they're simpletons and their brains aren't ready and developed enough for new music. And then they do these drones, and then I'm like, why'd you go back? Dude, you were trying something else. But, you know.
I love the view of, like, there's a certain level of Muse fans, and then, like, you get the Galaxy Brain Muse fan where, like, Second Law is your favorite.
Right? It's probably one of my favorite Muse albums, like, to be honest. Second Law, I really liked it. It went hard.
It's one of the fresher albums. Everything else just kind of anti-NSA rock.
Yeah, except whatever Knights of Sidonia and Starlight was on, that's a good album, too. I can't think of the name of it.
Black Holes and Revelations.
Yeah, Black Holes. Was that Black Holes and Revelations? Yeah.
Because
that album went hard. Like, that was a really good album. And the rest were, like... good, but we're not talking about Muse now, sorry. We're going on different tangents. Right.
We do music here on Audio Face.
Allegedly.
With Calvin Harris, you said that if he goes back to kind of his older things, you won't be as interested. I will be because...
Well, I don't mind old Calvin Harris at all because he did some stuff with Deadmau5, as I like to call him, and... Like, some of his previous work was really good, but it'd just be really whack if he tried something new last year and it worked to then reverting back. That's my thing.
I don't think he's going to revert back. I hope not. I think Calvin Harris has kind of sown his versatility with music. Like, just like with Funkwade Bosses Volume 1, Calvin Harris kind of showed himself that at least at this time, he's very prolific as a musician. That's not something a lot of DJs have right now.
No.
To be able to just, like, blow through other genres and, like, have success doing it, like, really on your first go. And so I think if Calvin Harris is probably going to focus back on kind of his bread and butter, but it's going to be improved bread and butter. It's going to be toast that doesn't make a noise when you spread it, spread butter on it. It's going to be improved. It's going to be...
Oh.
I think whatever...
That's great.
Young Phantom Thread reference. I think whatever Calvin Harris comes up with after this, I'm very optimistic about it. I think if anyone's going to, like, bring some freshness to electronic music, which is something we've talked about ad nauseum on Audioface, I think he can do it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with it. I'll see what he does. I'll allow it.
You'll allow it.
Yep. I want that on a shirt.
Oh, I cannot wait till we start doing shirts.
Oh, God. Oh, that's too much sauce. I want a shirt that literally says too much sauce on it. Like my sauce hockey shirt. I think it's beautiful.
All these ideas. I can't wait.
Offset is Ron Tor.
Let's goes in. So, Offset from Migos. There's a little bit of controversy this week because on Boss Life by YFN Lucci, in which Offset from Migos.
What the hell is YFN Lucci? What is that? Was that a word?
I don't know. I do not. I'm not this woke and trapped to understand YFN Lucci. I'm sorry, listeners, if I'm failing. But
YFN Lucci? What? Okay.
Maybe it's... No. Well, Offset rapped the controversial lyrics reporting from Pitchfork. Quote, pinky ring crystal clear, 40K spent in a private leer, 60K solid tear, I cannot vibe with queers.
What the hell? That's like a total 180 in that lyric. It's like, all right, cool, you're just, you know, yeah, right, as Mr. Wolkman and Staples says. And then he's like, I can't vibe with queers. Whoa! Well, all right, like that's queers is like 1950s talk too. Like when people use like, oh, that's gay, you say that's gay, like Riley Freeman. You don't say, oh, that's queer, like woo. That's a little raunchy.
It's definitely been an evolved term for sure. Like it's
that's like, bad.
so let's. Let us, for like 20 seconds, crash into the center divider that is politics. I've been thinking a lot about how, because in the race for inclusion, we keep adding more letters in the abbreviation of LGBTQ and all that stuff.
Oh, God. Woo! I'm going to type that to you. I wouldn't type that to you.
So.
Just look at the bottom.
Queer is being used as like a new way to kind of like, around that, but let's get back to Migos, more or less. Let's do that.
There you go.
So, he says in an Instagram post... So, wait, actually, the point I wanted to make around this originally is that this song came out a month ago, and then the music video came out more recently, and so that's why people were kind of getting on it. And I'm just so confused at the outrage machine, because, like, we've talked about it before, there's a lot of different problematic things in trap music, but apparently, there are some aspects of Without Warning that were kind of rough, considering, like, that was also the Me Too era happening right then. I mean, like...
Prime Me Too era.
Yeah, like, I don't know how this...
I didn't write the line about gay people. Okay. I'm offended, I offend anybody. Okay, alright.
He posted on Instagram that I've said before, since these issues before, that I got love for all people. When I wrote this, I was thinking of words that could rhyme with the others. And I saw this definition of queer feeling. She was being watched and it fit to what I was thinking about a stalker, creepy paparazzi situation. To me, that queer, I don't mean someone who's gay. That's...
I mean, lame people who film you, post it, and stalk you. Lingo, that means strange or odd. That's like me saying that's gay as gay meaning happy.
Yeah, it's like, there's... Like, in order to use their words, all right? Their words, they exist. You can use them for whatever you think they are. And yeah, gay does mean happy, but then there's like language exists beyond words, exists meaning. And so like when you say that's gay, like that's something that like in our generation we learned around middle school and high school. It's like, no, that's not like a thing you say in general, like to describe anything like good or bad, right? It's just like that's, we understand that that is meant to be like a slur. Okay, so Offset really showing how, let's see, I don't know how to rhyme because I apparently don't have those skills, so I'm just going to hit up Wikipedia real quick, or Google search real quick. Oh, the like fifth definition here for this word vaguely talks about the situation I'm using for, and I've never heard it used in this context, so boom, I'm going to use it. Like, that's, I don't, if this is an apology, Offset's really dumb. Like if he's really telling
yeah, that
truth.
Is one of the
and if he isn't then yeah,
oh my god, he doesn't understand. Well, oh god, I can't say, why can't I say these things. He doesn't understand just the normal structure of language, how there's double meanings to words, and especially in the context that you put it in. I don't vibe with queers, go whoa, because not many people are going to think what you allege to be using it as. If I say, yeah, I don't vibe, no, I'm like, oh, that's the, oh, okay, that makes me really gay. You're not gonna say that because this isn't 1922. What the
The lyric only works when other people interpret queer as paparazzi.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't even think of that. I go, what on earth?
Yeah, what? Next time I go hit up my friends who work at TMZ, I'm just gonna be like, sup, queers?
Please do that. Please do that.
I'm gonna run through TMZ's office, be like, "Hey, queers!"
I'm gonna start looking guys in brand new Ford pedophile vans. Hey, queers! Or the ice cream man, and he goes by. Hey, queers! We might really need to edit all of this out, but
check out all the queers that are on Hollywood Boulevard, just hiding behind the dumpsters.
Check out the queers in the bathroom that keep going back and forth when you go into the urinal.
Check out the queers hiding behind the bushes while this, like, limousine goes by.
Oh no.
Check out those two queers in the helicopter. This could go on and on.
Like, you go this, what is he on about? Like, I've never heard it used in that context before.
No one has heard it used in the context anymore. So, you know what? Like, it's a bad apology, but, like,
it's
I don't really care.
Yeah, it's bullshit. You need to stop.
It. Like, I just wish people would accept fault a bit better, and I guess just generally be smarter, but, you know, that's just...
No, that's never gonna happen, because everybody's... Whoa. Because everybody is not smart.
I basically just lie. Like, why do I keep expecting people to be smart? In these moments, though, where it's moments. Like, yeah, it's a bullshit controversy... oh, man. It's a bullshit controversy. I don't think, like, Offset got his, like... moment to be on the Twitter grill, like he got his licks, like he got destroyed. People like took him down on Twitter, like
kicked.
That's gonna suck for a couple days. But like, Culture 2 is coming out next week. We're gonna be talking about it. I'll make my couple jokes once or twice there. No one's gonna care. The album's gonna sell well. It's not gonna hurt his career.
No, not at all. Whatever. Offset.
Yeah.
You suck.
I do, in these moments, I like to point out, like,
moments.
Artists who, like, literally, I feel like we're having deja vu. I like to point out LGBT artists who, like...
Please, okay, hold on, look at the drive. Can I say this?
Right. Can I look at the... No, because people won't get that out of context. Oh, man. The Boondocks, what a weird show. So Stara, who's, like, a rapper and an in-demand, like, songwriter artist, posted kind of her thoughts on Twitter that she was having. And she was, like, she made one line that was really, like, kind of a great point. It's like, rappers gotta chill with homophobia. It's corny. Their hooks be written by me, and I'm LGBT as fuck. So it's just that irony of people who, because a lot of these people do have, like, ghostwriters or, like, co-writers, quote-unquote. And, yeah, these people on the sidelines, they're just regular people, and some people happen to be gay. So
exactly. So
yeah, Offset.
It's just so stupid.
It's a learning thing for everyone, but
allegedly, just all humans are humans. Well, some humans are Non-humans.
Some humans are fucking idiots.
Trust me, like if you stare into an eclipse and get eye damage.
Stick to sports. No politics.
I mean, that wasn't a musical artist, all right? Come on.
Oh man, I totally forgot because Trump did the same.
My head is on my computer. I hate my life.
Huh?
My head is on my computer. I hate people. I hate people.
What's on your computer?
My head is on my computer. In shame, because I totally forgot that our alleged leader of the free world, free in quotations, did the same thing. Jesus
Christ. Let's pick things back up. So the House, it's an album by Porches. It also came out this week. There's 14 songs on it. It's shorter than the, it's about the same length as the Fall Out Boy album. And, Sean, what'd you think?
Yo, that was good. That was really good. I was,
right?
Like, I heard some things because, you know, always, who's the best fucking music thing ever in existence becomes eclectic. He said something, Jason Bentley said something about Porches, and I'm like, alright, I'm down. And then he put it in the rundown, I'm like, yeah, cool, let me listen to this. And, it was cool. I mean, his album cover is really hipstery, like Tori Moore type, fuckboy Moore type. But you know, it's good. There's a couple songs that I didn't really like, but the overall general feel of the album was good, and it was like solid. I like it a lot. Kind of a couple of the songs were, if Roosevelt was even more if Roosevelt was, instead of a German hipster, if he was a Berkeley hipster and made music, that's what some of it would sound like.
Yeah, I was trying to pinpoint what the sound of this album is like, and it's
like Roosevelt-y, but then there's a lot of acoustic stuff too, and then it's very experimental, and that's what I like about it, because some of the songs you go, whoa, what are you trying, and I like that, because you know, indie experimental, electronic experimental is what you could kind of call it. I don't know what, I just call it hipster, but that can have a negative connotation.
It lands on its feet more often than not with the songs.
Definitely.
I find that its best quality is that no song really goes on for too long. Most of them are around like 2 minutes.
I think three and a half is maybe four. Yeah, three.
There's one song that's four and a half minutes. Four and a half. Other than that.
Yeah, because my favorite is the second song, Find Me. And that's a good song.
Yeah. I'm trying to think which one I like. I really just like the second half of the album a lot. It was like a little more of the experimental part, but it was just like interesting. And yeah, this is one of those finds that I really wouldn't have like picked out originally, because like when we pulled out our like big list of what's coming out soon, the only thing we saw was Migos Culture and then Fall Out Boy, and you know, not highly looking forward to Fall Out Boy. And with Migos Culture, I mean, it's trap. It's probably going to be good trap. It's probably going to be some of the best trap of the year. But like, it's a genre that we've talked about being repetitive. So this was a great thing to listen to. It's a little different. It's a lot out there. It's trying different things. I haven't heard any of Porches before this, but their stuff.
It's good.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, what do you want to? I mean, your general, short score. What do you want to use? All right. Last time we used the worst invasions in U.S. foreign policy. So, what are we gonna do now? What's our stuff?
Let's stick to something similar, simpler. I mean, what haven't we done in a while? What are some scoring systems out there? We need some unique scoring systems.
No one was going to understand that. I was going to say rank it on F1 teams, but you know, this isn't sports.
That's rough.
Right.
You know what? I'm losing brain power, and it's only Saturday afternoon. Let's just do out of 10. We haven't done that in a while.
Which is solid. All right, cool. I'm giving it a solid 8.
Strong. I would give it easy 8. Yeah, Straight 8.
Yeah, straight 8. Like you got that young B. You got that young solid B right there. I mean, really, really good. There was some stuff because some of the shorter songs. I mean, granted, experimental, but I wish there it was a little bit longer and had more of a flow because some of the songs didn't quite go well together. But I understand that you're trying to do something different. So, and with that, it didn't fall flat whatsoever. Even with some of the songs where I didn't quite like the songs, but that was just me personally. But I knew that they were good, if that makes any sense.
For sure. A lot of the songs on here can definitely come down to preference.
Yeah.
I think I liked Air Curtain a lot, like the little 2-minute song.
Yeah.
And I like Leave the House a lot too. Like that was a
that's a good song.
The direct opposite.
Yeah.
The intro song got me in, and I was like, this is worth checking out at least. Which was like the direct opposite response that I had to the Fall Out Boy album.
Which just like that intro it's was like just if I had compelling. Coconut. It's like if you had peanuts and I had coconut, that was the Fall Out Boy album. And this is like if we had them young veggie chips. That's the Porches album.
Healthy Sensation is what's the brand?
Shit, I don't know.
They should be a sponsor.
Dude, if there is, please, veggie chips, be a sponsor.
Then we're done.
God, please be a sponsor, and my life is complete. I don't even need a bike sponsor. I got veggie chips, dog. Like, that's it. That's all I need.
Sensible Portions is the brand name.
Sensible Portions. Good to know. Did you run out of your 6 tubes yet?
I just did.
Damn.
I was able to make it hold for a while, but...
How are the cheddar ones? Are they good?
The cheddar ones are pretty good. I mean, like, the great thing about these chips, which is great conversation for a music podcast, is that they taste a lot like regular Pringles, even though they're just, like, vegetable-based. So if you've had, like, cheddar cheese Pringles, it's about the same taste. I will say I don't like cheddar cheese Pringles because they're too artificially cheesy
and they're like disgusting. Why it's, it feels like you're putting canned cheese in your mouth with the Pringles.
It seems like you're putting like powdered cheese whiz in your mouth on a potato
god chip. What am I in fourth grade? Oh,
basically this isn't like that. It's not like an overpowering cheddar
not
cheese
at all
flavor. You know, it's like they did it right. They know what they're doing with their chips, just like Porches knows what they're doing with Indie. I definitely would like to boom that segue.
She could pay. See, hey, life equations, do it. Look at that subway.
Yeah, solid 8, great album. Be things, do things different. That's easy. Speaking of this like realm of indie, Yola Tengo has a new album coming out soon. There's a Riot Going On is the name of that album, and it's coming out in March. And they released 4 songs on it. It's a bold move because it's like a direct attack on the audio face rule.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know how to approach it. I listened to one of the songs that came out on it, and Yola Tengo I've kind of been looking at a little bit. I remember when they were just kind of getting big in I remember when they were playing local Long Beach gigs, actually. I'm surprised that they aren't like Long Beach based even.
They aren't. Where are they from, actually? Are they here?
No, they're from New Jersey.
Oh, okay. Because I know they played stuff here.
They're from New Jersey, and they formed in 1984. So I don't know why I'm thinking of them just coming around, but I remember knowing about their shows like in Long Beach around like high school. They've been like touring around a lot for sure, but the new work sounds really good. I'll say that. I'm excited to see what the new album sounds like.
I haven't listened to it at all, so, I mean, they have the whole track list, so I'm really down. I want to listen to it. By the way, did you listen to my recommendation of Dive?
Huh?
Last week when I recommended you indie hipster shit. Remember how I recommended Dive? I assume you didn't listen to it. Or did you listen to it?
I haven't listened to it because I've been listening to Ben Shapiro's lovely voice for the past week. Dive is going to be like the antidote to that. Like, once I'm done editing this video, I'm going to do my usual cleanse.
Oh, yeah, your straight cleanse.
Like, the podcast go back down to 1.7 times speed. and I listen to like more music again, not just for the podcast, but you know, just for human pleasure. That'll be good times. But MGMT also coming out with new shit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I screwed up the link a little bit, but
well, they, I mean,
the wrong link in there.
I mean, they've had a couple songs that have been released periodically, and they're really, I actually like them. Yeah, you put the totally wrong link in there. So I've been listening to it lately, because I really like MGMT, especially, like, the first album, Record Spectacular, and then Congratulations. It's really good hipster LSD trip music. I really like it. So, when I saw that they're coming out with stuff, because their last album kind of fell flat and with a lot of people too.
Yeah.
And their new, a couple of their singles have been pretty good. So, I'm very, very excited to hear it. But Little Dark Age.
I loved MGMT like in the 2000s.
Yeah.
Like with Congratulations and like.
Well, that's 2010. I think Congratulations came out
2010. Yeah. But like.
The 2010s
was 2010.
Yeah, so it's like early 2010s, like 2010 through like 2012. That was good.
No, but I liked good shit. 2008, 2007, when did it come out?
Miraculous Spectacular is 07, yeah, I believe.
Electric Feel was on that one.
Yeah, exactly. Time of, wow. Why am I blanking? Yeah, Kids, Electric Feel, Youth. Yeah, there's a lot of good songs on there.
But I concur with everything you've said, basically, where the album, I remember we talked about, because you were excited about the MGMT album that came out in 20, like the last one that came out.
2014? 2013? Yeah. Something like that. I was excited for it to come out because I wanted to see what they did, and it wasn't, it was, had some good songs, but it just didn't feel like them, and like, it's hard to explain. I didn't like it as much as I hoped to have liked it.
It just felt like no song, like it didn't feel complete to me, I guess.
Yeah.
Like it could have been them, but it just wasn't complete and feeling like they're, I know it's hard to describe, but yeah.
I'm excited for this one though. You will hear the full review on Audioface. Does it have like a date of when?
Yeah, give me a second. February 9th.
February 9th? Shit, that's coming up, dude. That's what,
is 1, 2, 3 weeks.
This was 3 weeks away, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, I mean, like, oh, so that was, I mean, artists are now starting to announce their shit that's coming up. And there are already some things that were announced for early 2018 that are coming. I don't have the list in front of me, but, you know, 2018 starting, and we didn't have the time this week to get into our larger conversation about, like, is rock music dead?
yeah, we'll do that now. Because we really need to. That's a whole conversation we need to have. We just need to plan it right.
If next week is chill, as in, like, the only thing we're reviewing is, like, culture from Migos, maybe, like, another thing, maybe we can,
we could probably put it in. Because that should be a lot fresher then. This week was rough. But my body's getting adjusted, so I should be able to.
Yeah, next week I'll just need to not think. I'll need what Audioface is. It's a couple times. It's like 2 hours every single week in which I can do something very unrelated to everything else I do.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh,
and it keeps me sane.
Hell, I just saw the next thing you put on there.
You know how I always love to end the show on a fun note. We'd like to welcome into the world Kanye West and Kim Kardashian West's newest child, Chicago West. Chicago West was born.
Can I bring it back? 19th, can I bring it back? Can I? Can I say the infamous words?
Nope. I know you can't do that. And you know what you can't even do? Kanye's nickname.
Damn it! No!
You especially can't, because we're talking about Chicago. And I'm literally about to gank Ben Shapiro for the same thing, so that's off limits.
but it's Kanye. It's Blankier.
It's well, you know what? Kanye, that's their third child, and so Northwest Chicago Saint, North Chicago. What? I'm speechless. Sean is not allowed to speak.
I literally am sitting like a toddler on my on my stool right now, just shaking my legs because of how much things I want to say. When we end this recording, I'm going to go off.
And that's the perfect time for me to edit in the outro music. So thank you for listening to Audio Phase 33.
We should probably make a premium service to where you can get the lit version of this podcast or something.
Dear God, I can't have that be recorded anywhere.
I would like disconnect my mic.
Just to completely just change my name, move to another country, to scrub myself off the internet. Like, that'd be disastrous if we did that much. But anyways, thank you very much for listening to the show that we've put together carefully and crafted.
For the people.
Face. You can follow me on Instagram at Dan from the Internet and Twitter at Dan from the Web. You can follow Sean at SW Suarez, where he's training to be hockey player, right? Was it now? What are you on?
I don't even know now, man. I do everything.
How's that golf career? You pull a Tiger?
Right. Did I break my back like 6 times? Don't need to take like
Dust till dawn.
Best sign ever, by far. Young Elder. Yeah. Follow me at SW Suarez if you want to see me run around the world in spandex for a living, pretty much. For lack of a better term.
We're so crazy. We could just be in accounting. I could be in accounting, you could be an engineer, this would be a lot simpler.
This would be so much easier, right? Like, I could just teach music, you can be an accountant, there you go, easy, done, life. But, you know...
Normal neoliberal day.
Normal neoliberal day, but you know, we're revolutionaries, so we can't do that. We gotta do something different for the people. Like this podcast. And that was Audio Face, episode 33. Thank y'all for listening. Cheers.
Bye.
Were you doing the fucking USSR anthem? That's staying in right there. And cut!